This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has signed off on a measure for the fall ballot that would reduce property tax rates for a decade while also decreasing the money available for taxpayer refunds. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democrats champion the policy as a way to slow rising property tax bills while still supporting schools and local services. But opponents say it's a backdoor blow to the taxpayers' Bill of Rights. There's already a lawsuit to keep the measure off the ballot, filed by a limited government group and a dozen conservative Colorado counties. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado Shakespeare Festival is right around the corner. CPR's Eden Lane brings us this from the first day of rehearsal.
This season will be the last in the festival's signature outdoor space, the Mary Ripon Outdoor Theater in Boulder, as major renovations will last for the next few years. Producing artistic director Tim Orr says renovations will mean an improved experience for both audience and company.
The magical experience of listening to Shakespeare under the stars, it can't be missed. It just can't be missed this summer.
While Much Ado About Nothing and King Lear are on the outdoor stage, renovations of the Roe Green Theater, the indoor venue, have been completed just in time for this season's productions of The Winter's Tale and One Man, Two Governors. Shows begin June 11th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. The smoke from the Canada wildfires has indeed cleared out from most of the state today. Highs along the Front Range are in the upper 70s, low 80s, with a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon. On the western slope, it is a mostly sunny day with highs in the mid 80s. Coming up next, it's Here and Now. Let's get an update from Ukraine. Plus, let's talk getting more teen girls playing chess.